Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Boom, it is Wednesday, hump day. Thank you for joining us. We are here live on TM Hyman Radio. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and tonight joining us will be our special guest, author Vi Antoinette. We're going to be up close and personal with her tonight, checking out her works and finding out a little bit about more about, how she got started, if she's self-published, if she's with a publishing company, just kind of pick her brain and talk to some people who obviously want to talk to her because our lines are completely overloaded and lit up tonight. So shout out to Vi Antoinette, our special guest on TM Hyman Radio Live. But on the other side of this, we will be back with our other guest, TM Hyman the General, Madam CeeLo Boston, and hopefully Save James also will be joining us. And also tonight, want to let all of the artists know that have spent in music to me, I will be rocking that music from my last night in June, Black Music Month, and for TM Hyman, Unsigned Music Month, spotlighting our unsigned artists who send in music. So shout out to them. And on the other side of this, we'll be back with our special guest, Vi Antoinette, and the other TM Hyman Radio Live people. He keep it here popping with us every night, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll be right back.
Sexy, crazy, naughty, individual, sexy, manipulative,
original, so I am wonderful, nerdy, human being.
Radio Live. It is 9:05, 9:06 p.m. The time just changed on me while I was announcing. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Also joining us from Charlotte, North Carolina, is Madam CeeLo Boston, the beautiful, the lovely, the talented. Also, our boy roving everywhere. He's in the DMV somewhere. I can't really pinpoint where. Save James is also with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
How's everybody doing?
Afternoon in the morning time. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm alive and I'm here.
So it is. It is afternoon in the morning time. Then.
Yes, it is.
So that last song was "Give Us Free." Was that the name of the last song?
No, that is actually called "Use a Freak." Is what it's called by Cabana Black, an independent artist out of Norfolk, Virginia. Shout out Cabana Black. Submission by Steve, his manager.
Was that "Give Us Free"?
I thought that was
We're gonna go ahead and jump into it tonight with our guest. We're gonna be up close and personal with author Vi Antoinette. She is a new author with, I want to say, one work under her belt thus far. It is on sale on Amazon, and I think she did tell me that they have the exclusive rights to it, but they're working on releasing it for, you know, other methods for you to be able to download, such as iPads, you know, your iPhones and things of that nature. But let's welcome her to the show tonight, Vi Antoinette, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, thank you.
How you doing?
And also, at the same time, we're going to welcome the general on the line with us. He's a little bit late, but he's always here with us in spirit. The general, T.M. Hyman, welcome to the show.
I just introduced our
guest for tonight. We're going to be up close and personal, as I mentioned, with Vi Antoinette. Thank you again for joining us.
Sure.
And we're very excited to talk to you. And apparently there are several other people who are very excited to talk to you. So anyone else who has questions for Vi, give us a call, 917-889-3926. But first, before we take callers, we're going to give you a chance to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Albany, New York, and I have three kids. I'm married, have a big, close-knit family, graduated with a bachelor's and a master's in criminal justice, nothing to do with writing, never thought about writing, never had a goal to be a writer, and I spoke at my uncle's funeral. Somebody came up to me and was like, "You should write." I tried it in 2007, and I just couldn't get it to flow. So then in May of last year, I started it again, and just everything was coming to me, the scenes, the dialogue, the characters, plots, everything. And by the time I was done, maybe like December, mid-December of 2012, I had like four complete manuscripts done.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Yes,
so when the floodgates
right
opened, the floodgates opened, and they just really blessed you and opened abundantly.
They did. They really, really did. I have not thought about being a writer. And with the release of the first book, The Way Love Is, when I tell you that the support from the 518 alone has been magnificent. Family, friends, friends of friends, family of friends, just overwhelmed with joy.
So tell us a little bit about what the book. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Faith. Go ahead.
I was just wondering. Like, because I asked the other author that was on here prior to your appearance, like, where did you start with the writing of it? Like, I've always told that some people start from the end and like to fill it in, make the story up that brings it to that ending point, or, you know, which method did you take?
That's a good question. I didn't really have a method, to be honest. I've heard of, you know, I've researched different methods. And when I started, my first book was actually far from a statistic because, you know, I was a teenage mom and, you know, people didn't expect me to be where I am today. And I made it, hence the name, Far From a Statistic. But I realized that I couldn't do that book without being completely honest, and I didn't want to hurt feelings or burn bridges, so I stopped. So Cheyenne, the main character of The Way Love Is, originally she was loosely based on my life, and you know, with the help of my editor, I kind of just switched it up. But I would say it just came to me. I didn't, whatever scenes came, I kind of just transitioned them together with dialogue and plots, and that's how I kind of worked. I just pulled it and made it flow.
Okay, all right, good nugget of knowledge right there.
Definitely.
I'm
so
sorry.
Exactly, is this book about?
The book is about a girl, Cheyenne Lewis, who, you know, grew up in Albany, New York. She went to school. Fresh out of school, she started her own private investigation company called Private Eye. And she got the idea to do it because on campus, a couple of her friends would come up to her and complain about their boyfriends cheating. She was like, well, you want to find out? I can help you find out. And she just thought it would start off as a favor. And then other people kept coming to her. And then she realized there was a hustle behind that. So she started the business, did a lot of cheating spouse cases, pissed somebody off. They hired somebody to seek revenge. And come to find out that the person who was hired ended up being somebody that she thought she could love forever. So the story kind of unfolds with her finding out who the killer was.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Right. I want to read it.
Yeah. Me too. And I have several more questions, but I want to go ahead and try to take a break right here. We're going to get in some more music from some of our unsigned artists, and we'll come right back with our artist, Vi Antoinette. And ask her a couple more questions, and then we'll take some calls from some of her fans who are obviously holding very patiently to talk to her. It's 9:12. We'll be right back.
Game on Radio Live.
I used to think that true love.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Real talk.
Hump Day Wednesday in full effect. CM Hyman Radio Live. We are that crew. Hey, welcome back. That was Trayvon. I think that was called Love Once Again. Hey, we always got your new music first. Hump Day, hanging out with author Vi Antoinette. Miss Antoinette, thanks for rocking with us. Question. You kind of stumbled into the whole thing of writing, but publishing. Had you ever thought of writing a book or being published prior to, you know, actually stumbling into that first real writing piece? Ms. Antoinette, you still with us?
Vi, are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
No,
we can hear you now.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Never ever thought about that. I mean, I've written poetry. I've always been a fan of you know, poetry, Maya Angelou being one of my favorites. But prior to that, no, I never thought this would happen.
And what was your first step in, okay, after you wrote your manuscript, how long did you wait to seek publishing or to figure out what your publishing step was going to be, whether it's independent or with a publishing group?
Oh, okay. So I'm a researcher. I research everything. And in the process of writing a book and seeing how it was coming together, I was like, this is really cool, okay? And then I, you know, researched the steps. You know, you need your editor and things like that. And I found this really great editor, Monique Mensa, and she was giving me tips. And I still was unsure as whether I wanted to self-publish or go with a publishing company. I knew it took a lot to self-publish. And honestly, at the time, I just didn't have the desire, the time to do it myself. So I was a coworker of mine connected me with Ms. Dafia Blunt, Gemini Phoenix Publications, and I reached out to her. She's the author of Digmatized and started her own publishing company. And she was interested in my manuscript, and she took me on board, and here we are.
And you
wow.
said that you have four written. Are you in the process of publishing another?
Yes, I've just gotten done kind of proofreading it, fine-tuning it, applying everything that my editor had told me, you know, just with formatting and wording things and stuff like that. And I'm, like, so in love with the second and third book. I love it to the point where I can't wait for it to come out. And I'm just still exploring options at this point because I don't know if self-publishing is where I'm supposed to go or if Gemini Phoenix is my home for the rest of for the remainder of the manuscripts. I haven't decided, but I hope, you know, we will still be able to shine through GPP. I just haven't came to that conclusion yet.
Okay. Now, what advice would you have? Go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I think we were about to go along the same line because I was going to ask, because it seemed like, you know, after, you know, you made, you know, that networking connection, it kind of just, you know, took off for you. And there are a lot of people that, you know, that will give you advice of, you know, seeking an agent and letting the agent do the work for you as far as finding your editor and publisher and so forth. But, like, did you... to get this person to work, did you show them all your work, or did you just, you know, give them snippets of it? What was that click that happened? You know,
you mean in terms of the publisher? Okay, that was my question. Well, the click was actually me reaching out to her on Facebook, letting her know how I got her information. We, you know, I'm a communicator. I need to verbally speak to people. So we exchanged numbers.
Right.
I called her, found out what she was about, you know, how her business was going, what she was looking for in authors. We kind of exchanged dialogue, and I just felt good about her. I had a good vibe in my spirit. I just felt like she knew what she was doing. She knew how I could get my book out there. And honestly, I wasn't doing it to be nationally known or anything. I was just writing this book, like, this would be cool for my kids to see that their mom published a book, for my family and friends to be able to read it. And when they read it and they loved it and they told people and people told people, it just kind of spread. And my publisher, she does what she does on her end. She got it up on Amazon and she makes her connections. So we, like, kind of share readers and things like that. And, you know, that's how it came to be.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
It definitely is. Awesome story.
I thought we had some callers.
Yeah, we have several callers, and I just want to give the caller a tip because I do see a lot of people on the line. If you have a question for Vi, go ahead and press 1 so we'll know that you want to ask a question and that you're not just using that method, you know, to enjoy the show, because you can either call in and enjoy the show or you can listen to it online at Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, just let us know what you want to do, and that way we'll know if we want to bring you on or, again, if you're just listening or if you have a question for us.
Hey, man, so while we're waiting on callers to determine calls, Vi, I just want to know, you know, how do you feel about this Paula Deen situation?
Paula Deen. Well, honestly, I know it has something to do with a racial slur towards black people, and
right.
That's all I needed to know to turn me off completely. I know that ignorant people still exist in this world. Honestly, I haven't followed the story. I don't have a desire to follow the story. I was never
right.
really a fan of her. So, I mean, I just think it's ignorant, and if that's how you still feel in 2013, then you need to get on your knees and pray.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to tell you, I had no idea that this was such a big deal until maybe yesterday. And so, you know, I was never really a Paula Deen fan either. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this lady has lost more money in the last 72 hours over a racial slur than anything that I've kind of seen in a long time. So I'm trying to figure out, are we being a little too critical and a little, you know, hypocritical at times? Because I'm thinking we all, you know, we all are saying things behind closed doors that we mean and that we don't mean, you know. But I'm
absolutely
trying to figure out, is America being just a little too hard on Sister Paula Deen right now?
Nope.
I don't know.
Not at all.
No, I
nope.
mean,
not at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I personally, I don't like using the N-word. So when somebody else uses it, I mean, even in my books, you'll read it. When I say I tried to avoid that word, even though it's very common in dialogue within, you know, the African-American community, I don't care for it because I know what the word stood for and how many people died and fought to not have it used. And then for somebody to use it and to mean it in a derogatory way, I'm not cool with that. I don't even want my kids being referred to it as using it. I don't do that.
Yeah, but
so good. You lose your money. If it hits you in your pockets, then maybe at some point you'll come to realize that you need to change your way of thinking.
I mean, me personally, if you don't mind me interjecting, me personally, I know I use the word quite frequently. I mean, and the thing is, I don't care that I use the word frequently or whatever. I understand the history behind it and all that stuff like that. And if there's a double standard, then damn it, let us get something to have a double standard on. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? If that's going to be a double standard. Because you got to think about it. This double standard is known throughout our life. If a woman runs out there and does the same thing men does in their young age, they consider some kind of whore, but a man considers a man. So, I mean, if we're going to live by that double standard, damn it, let's live by another double standard. I have no problem with what happened. She should have known better at this point in time. You know you're going to be overcritical. You know this age of mass media, social media, things are going to spread like wildfire.
True.
You should have known better. I have no remorse for the situation. I mean, and at the end of the day, like I said, I even respect her for doing that because at least we know what side of the fence she's playing on. I mean,
that's true.
You probably already had some kind of inkling that she would have been leaning towards that anyway, from her upbringing and the generation that she's in or whatever. I'm pretty sure she called a couple people niggas back in the day. To their face. You know, that's not no surprise to me if that did happen. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to know better at this point. You know,
right.
If there's some kind of, if you have some kind of penalty behind using that, and you see that, you know, people like Dave Chappelle, who used it profusely at his show, didn't have any penalty. You know those are the rules. Play
right.
by it. You're no fool like I'm no fool. Play by it.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I have no problem with what happened. I go as far as saying good for her. Should have known better. Because that's the
right.
same thing that happened to that dog bounty hunter when he went ham and
right.
got caught.
Yes.
Caught. You see what I'm saying? Same thing. You
mm-hmm.
should have known better, Duke.
Yeah.
We have another point in transition in our progression as a society or whatever, and we understand those are certain rules. Double standard or not, you know those are the rules. You can't do that.
Right.
Even if you feel
and
it,
one
you
more
can't
thing. I think it's really important for people to have a diverse social group. I work with coworkers, and we're very open in our dialogue, white, gay, and I openly communicate with them because that's just what I do. And for them to tell me, like, I never knew that the four-letter C word that ends in T was very offensive to white women until
that's like
they told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what, that bothers you? And they were
know.
Like, yes. Nails on the chalkboard to them.
Yeah, that's
so, you know, when you diversify your circle, you begin to know what's acceptable and what's not. And I highly
right.
doubt Miss Paula Deen had a lot of black friends because I don't think she would have did that if she did.
Yeah.
If she
had
a
black
friend, that's what I'm saying. There's no secret. No, there's no secret, man. Get out of here.
Diversification is absolutely important. We're going to pause for the cause to diversify this conversation. Hump Day Wednesday. TM Hyman Radio Live, June 26th. We'll be right back. TM
New
Hyman
music,
Radio Live.
ETP, laid off.
Can't find what they're afraid of. Needs the heart because it never seems to pay off. She was born with it, and it stays soft. Type of it to get these other bitches laid off. Laid off, laid off. Type of it to get these other bitches laid off. Laid off. Laid off,
tape
to get these other laid off.
I call her Yoko Ono, only ride solo. She just wanna smoke and f***, yeah, that's a go-go. My old b*** calling my phone,
that's a no-no.
My new b*** got you laid off, that's for sure though. She make me forget you, like I never hit you. Even keep a spot in her purse for my pistol. Man, it's b*** official like a referee with whistle. Get the popping off at the mouth to get your issue. Try to keep it real, plus she's very fine. And that ass off, we f***ing off all the time. Squirting off in my loft, man, it's come with a cost. And that cost I cannot pay, now with that tricking for a lay.
She's very fine, what they afraid of. Needs the heart, cause it never seems to pay off. She was born with it, and it stays soft. Type of it to get these other b***hs laid off. Laid off, laid off. Type of it to get these other b***hs laid off. Laid off.
If I made it rain, I'd probably throw a couple G's. But I'm only throwing get on your f***ing knees. And she be jumping on my place, she a Chuck E. Cheese. Once I'm up, she put it down, then I get up and leave. That's a player life, pimping, that's a player way. She tried to run the paint, but all she do is fade away. She tried to lock me down, but all I say is players play. I get in for free, the mother niggas pay to stay. Ain't no guard for what I'm spitting, I can't help it, I'm so different. I be pimping, you be listening, I be hitting, you be kissing. Either way you put it, baby, I'm just chopping trees. You got what I want, but I got what you need.
She's very fine, what they afraid of. Needs the heart, cause it never seems to pay off. She was born with it, and it stays soft. Type of it to get these other bitches laid off. Laid off,
laid off.
Type of it to get these other bitches laid off. Laid off, laid off. Type of it to get these other bitches laid off.
Baking on these pseudos, Chef Marby kudos. Bad bitches ain't gotta claim it, you know. She fine like them heads on my Drovine. And she booming down low, check for those vines. Queen to the throne, of course she got her own. Murga with thirst, I heard send them home. Her juicy coat sore, it's my latest rage. So close to heaven, feel like my latest days. Pink slip, your pink nip if it don't drip. Water slide, tunnel, no or you can keep it. Maybe bench my starters in the play. Type of queen to get the motherfuckers laid off.
She's very fine, what they afraid of. Needs the heart cause it never seems to pay off. She was born with it, and it stays soft. Type of it to get these motherfuckers laid off. Laid off, laid off. Type of it to get these motherfuckers laid off. Laid off, laid off. Type of it to get these motherfuckers laid off.
Situation was out of the blue. What should I do? Kinda caught me off guard to see the shit on the loose. Can I introduce myself to you? What up? Are you free? From behind, girl, kinda look.
act like free. Got me backtracking about these other chicks on my roster. Better yet, let me demote them and treat them like Foster. So that I could get fresh and sound marvelous with it. Think to myself, I could try if ever spinning them digits. Got Minaj safe, but not the Minaj safe. She's all real.
Nice.
Bad as hell from head to toe.
Yes, sir. I'm going in, whoa.
I'm a acadone. All on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross my light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm a acadone. All on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross my light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm nothing like your baby daddy. Pull up in a brand new gas. Money, I got to have it. Smoking good, living last. You bought that drum, I'm out that action. With that chop, I'm a head crack. I see your I gotta get her. Let my little world hit her. Take a bite to the crib. Let her see how I live. Tall ceiling, marble floor. Two garage, close the door. Freak show, we need more. Right pay, call him. Bill man, call my wall. The mama say she need four. Smart, great head. All my go fed. Long money, big bread. Bought that enough said. Like my I'm a acadone. All the hoes on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross my light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm a acadone. All the hoes on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross my light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
The boy crazy. Red bottle is bag. Goofy down with the bag. 26 is on the jack. All the friends bad. Nine pieces with their cash. Ain't it, she won't get mad. Tampa Bay, where's that? Racks on racks on racks on racks. Hollywood in the back. Posted up with Fatty Doo. Switching lanes in the coupe. Smoking on that Cali snow. Showing what it do. Hacker don't can show your way. Only if you get that cash. Fast whip, do the dance. I'm a acadone. All the I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma act a dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Sage James. It's 9:34 in the PM out here, wherever I may be. We're still here with Miss Vi Antoinette, his twin over there, telling us how to cook it up and serve them on all those good facts, you know. I got a question for you real quick before we take the call. This is going to be a real quick question.
All right.
What is Vi short for?
Viola. And I
totally spell it
V-I.
How do I get Viola change those two letters and would call my name Voila? Antoinette.
You know why. He did
Voila
not.
Voila Antoinette. That was that.
Voila Antoinette. That's my new name, y'all.
Yo, I want some residuals off of that, though, if you get some money off of that. I'm just
all
saying.
All right, I'll
I
make sure
you
get
that.
Your residuals.
All right, man, because you know where the genesis of that came from.
Okay.
You know, he's always working by. You have to excuse him. He is always hustling.
That's what's
hey,
up.
So, man,
hustle mentality.
Saying.
Love it.
Hey, yo, but you know what, though? You could have found us out a whole lot earlier if you followed me on Twitter. Anyway, anybody follow me on Twitter?
I don't have Twitter, though. I don't have Twitter.
And he's always plugging his Twitter. He's trying to get his followers up, too.
Right. No, one word. Easy to find me. He's the only one out there, I think.
All right, we're going to go ahead and
anyway.
We're going to go ahead and take this caller. We have a lot of people that want to speak with Vi tonight, so we're going to take some callers. Caller area
Thanks
code 518, last four digits 0904. Tell us where your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Nicole. I'm calling from Water League, New York.
What up, Nicole?
Hi, how are you?
That's how they talk up
there. Hey, Nicole, you got a question for Bob?
I'm actually from New York City, but I've been up here for like almost 10 years.
Hi.
Hi, Lodi.
Okay, what's your,
hey, how
what's
are
your question
you?
For Bob?
I just wanted to say that I haven't picked up a book in maybe like 11, 12 months, but I wanted to support my girl. And when I did purchase it on Kindle, I could not put it down. My husband's like, go to bed. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, but it's so good, I can't put it down. I actually got through it in 3 days, and I'm looking forward to reading the next books. It was awesome. I told my friends in the city. I told my sisters. So kudos to you, girl.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
That's
all right.
Up.
Thank you.
Satisfied customer. We like them.
Well,
yeah,
no doubt. We got another one waiting in line. Area code 518, last four digits, 9529. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What up?
How you doing? My name is Diama. Calling from Albany, New York. Hey, thanks,
Hi, sis.
So my question to you is, you know, you have a lot of, you know, people wanting to read your book, of course. And for those that are a little skeptical, you know, about reading it due to some of the sexual content and maybe, you know, not going to read it, how do you feel about that? And what is going to be in your next book that may entice them to want to read with the sexual content?
You know, I feel like this. I mean, when you say that, I think of Christian people. But then I also think that they fail to realize that we are here because of sex. So if you can sex after marriage, and if you
can have
sex to procreate, you can't
read
about sex?
It's
personal preference, though. And I respect everybody's opinion, their views, their feelings, and I would never, 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 you know, underestimate the way anybody feels. And that's fine. I would respect their opinions. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, you go to the movies, you're going to see a sex scene. If you get married or if you are married, you're having sex. So you mean to tell me you can't pick up a book with an F word and an S word and a couple of sex scenes? Then it's cool, but I'm going to keep writing what I write because people like it, and it's okay. Sex is good.
Ain't it so?
Just
like in Vampire Brooklyn, ass is good.
Not that I would want to deter from the book because of the sex scenes. In fact, I actually read those parts more than once.
All right.
While you were sitting on top of that washing machine on spin cycle, wasn't you, huh?
Hey. Yeah. Turn your mic off.
That
you better stop badgering our callers.
Oh, my goodness.
That call was good to
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, sis.
Love
night, you.
Night, night off of that. You ever go night, night?
Out of control. We got another caller waiting. Area code 518. Last four digits, 1144. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio.
I'm
Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Tonight.
Caller, you there?
Oh, don't be scared.
Okay. Well, no, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
It might have been
that spin cycle comment that scared. That
spin cycle, right? Because they probably want to
scared
cycle
away.
Either that or that's where they are at the time. We're going to try this line. There's a lot of one,
right,
so I'm assuming that they were trying to press one. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Right.
Caller, are you there? All right. Well, we're going to keep it moving with Vi. Now, listen, Vi, I tried to see if you had ways that you could be contacted, and you did let us know about your Facebook, which is Vi Antoinette. Now, Sabe is desperately seeking followers, so this would be a perfect opportunity for you to get a Twitter account and follow all of us.
You know,
it's desperate.
Passionately seeking followers, not desperately.
Whatever.
Passionately, love it.
Passionately.
What was your question, Miss Regina?
The question was, it wasn't really a question, it was more of a statement.
Okay.
This would be a perfect opportunity for you to get a Twitter account. That way you could follow all of us, including Sabe James. That is
Word.
The Twitter handle, everyone. Just like that, Sabe James, S-A-B like boy E, James. No spaces.
One word.
Please go follow him right now.
You
okay, I will consider that. just for Sabe James, S A B as in boy, E James.
That's right. That's right.
See, there you go.
With that name
she got it
there.
Right.
That's right. Because that means she's meant to follow.
That's right.
No, I'm a leader. Actually, that's why
no,
I don't have a Twitter, because I don't
about,
follow.
Talking
no.
About talking about on Twitter. That's right.
Oh, I don't know that's right.
Yeah, I don't know you like that. I ain't going to try to put you in that way in my box.
And she can follow the rest of us as well. She can follow us
yes.
all at PM Hyman Radio or follow us individually. I am Very Hot Chocolate. She is Madam Boston, and he is TM Hyman.
Got it.
If she about
that,
to change
that,
her to Very
that,
Mature
that be,
Chocolate.
Just to be correct, that would be MRTMHYMN.
Right.
All right, and when y'all see
me,
it's going to be Voila Internet.
Yeah, let's talk about right there, son. That's what I'm talking about. And when people jump on your drop because you got Wala as your first name,
that's it.
Let them know, yo. I'm trying to holler at your boy. Follow me. I can get you dope names like that. That's all I'm saying, baby. There's a lot that comes along with the following the Twitter joint. You know what I'm saying? One hand wash the other, both wash the face, man. That's how I live.
True. True.
Voila, I am weak at that.
Okay.
It is. I can't take that away from you. I can't. Vi, do you have any, have you done any book signings? That's what I find interesting a lot, that when authors do their book signings, the reactions that they get from their readers who tend to not necessarily pattern their lives or see themselves. Well, no, I would say that. See themselves in the characters that, you know, you kind of bring to life on the pages.
I am having a book signing July 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. I will be at 16 Bars located at 59 Central Ave in Albany, New York, owned and operated by Mr. Woods himself. So he opened up his establishment so that I can have my book signing there. And I've actually been contacted most recently by a couple of people who was interested in having, like, little book discussions at their house and invited me to attend. So I thought that was really cool, very intimate and personable, and get to talk about the book and enjoy some snacks. And, you know, we're having a ladies' night sleepovers just particularly pertaining to The Way Love Is. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's about a group of 15 of us. So that's cool. So far, that's it.
So you're having a sleepover or a sleepover party? Which one is it going to be?
I don't even know how to answer that, so I don't know if I should. But no, it's I rented a hotel suite, and we're all going to get together, you know, have drinks.
Yeah,
everybody bring your
party.
Book.
Yeah,
a party, yeah.
Yeah, I already know.
That no men are invited to.
No boys
it's
allowed.
All good.
Parties
this is,
with the ladies. No boys
just
allowed.
Just show me how it works. Just show me how it works when you get home so we can both have fun with it. That's all. Just show me how it works.
It's 9:44. This is TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
DJ YRS Jersey.
It's Jersey.
Still don't know everything. This goes out to a very special lady. Let's get it.
Oh my God, it's Jersey.
My rider chick, you're my best friend. Get serious, baby, like XM. We do freaky shit with no S&M. I knock it out when she lets me in. We already spoke on the ring. Traveling the world, get a dream on my team. I make her falsetto when I do my thing. She do it all, I don't cook, I don't clean. I try to, she won't let me. This king shit and no Brexit. My queen looking so sexy. If I ask for it, she gon' bless me. No games with it, no S bitch. She stay moist, no jet skit. I'm rolling 200 and we getting blunted. She pro them L's perfectly. She held me down when I was broke too. Shut niggas down when they approach too. She handled biz how she's supposed to. She chose me and got chose too. She waited on me, I was overdue. Came in the clutch of my code to boot. She swore I know the truth. That change coming like Otis New. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home, babe, I need the loving. I'm up in another home, babe. We going in, babe. Rolling up some strong, babe. Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. Soon as I get home.
Yo,
tall like a supermodel. Sexual chocolate, it should be her motto. She acts with me well like a brand new Movado. Wherever we go, we be turning them heads. Death geared up, we ain't sporting no kids. Soon I have my baby lace in her mess. We got matching Prada, someone called her fan. She killing up. First degree, my Hershey's kiss, I need a Reese's piece. She throw it on me, don't have to speak. Good looking, baby, she makes me beat. She climaxing, we in them sheets. The sexy bomb, your hoes obsolete. We could talk for hours, late up for weeks. We got moves to make, and she keeps the jeep. Got a hot plate when I step in the dope. My youngest love her, so you already know she's a keeper. I'm a freaker, I'm on speaker, and I'm blasting. This shit right here is everlasting, and she respects my passion. Take notes, ladies, her class 10. She could be hood, but her class 10. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do this what the song say. You won't have to worry. As soon as I get home, babe, I need your loving, mama.
Real talk. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is Hump Day Wednesday. I'm Madam CeeLo Boston. It's 9:48 p.m. on the East Coast and like 6:48 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle can figure that one out. And then we have author Vi Antoinette. She's been rocking with us all night. Your interview has been so enjoyable.
Thank you. I really appreciate you
joining us and sharing, you know, your creativity with us. We love, you know, we love authors. We love creative minds.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I really am.
And as you can hear on this show, a lot of creative minds here as well.
Yes.
Forgive us.
Don't judge me.
Don't give us. You're welcome.
And if you missed any part of this fun show tonight, go back and check out our podcast. Yes, okay. And if you missed it, you know, like, for real, like, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Oh, and
I love
the
it.
Song that was just playing is DJ Yours Jersey featuring Chop Mack.
Why are you laughing at home?
She said it right.
Make it last.
She
no,
said
no,
no,
no.
Because
no.
she was we struggling with the pronunciation.
Yes.
You got it right.
It looks like
she's
it
laughing
says,
at your name, B.
Sir, listen.
She's not. Don't say that.
Next time, you can do this. But look, for this particular artist, anyway, look. It looks like DJ Years, but shortened, right? So it's YRS. And then Jersey featuring Chalks. C-H-O-X, Max. So, I mean, you can
pronounce
it.
We're not sure if that's chalk or
tomato,
choke
tomato,
or...
potato, potato.
Well,
we played it.
I have one serious question for Ms. Vi before we get out of here while we
What's
go
up?
Back and forth on the name of an artist.
Right.
Well, actually, two questions. One, what type of music do you actually get into, Vi? Hip-hop,
oh, save games. Yeah, I love hip-hop and R&B. Love it. I'm not really a rap girl. I do listen to some rap songs, but love hip-hop and R&B.
Okay. So we know that. Question number two, I'm not sure if you all are following really what's happening, what took place yesterday with the Supreme Court. But the Civil Rights Act was reversed or eliminated yesterday by the federal Supreme Court. Did you actually follow that yesterday, or are you following that? And if so, what's the fallout of what's to come with the Civil Rights Act, I believe, of 1965 being abolished yesterday?
You know, yesterday's news was breaking news to me. I didn't know that until you mentioned it. I don't really do TV like that because it's always depressing and sad. But
good for you.
I mean, I don't, to abolish the Civil Rights Act, I mean, that's serious. That means you must be turning it into a law. So I'm just going to remain hopeful that that was just a step back for maybe five steps up. I didn't read up on it, so I really can't say.
Okay, so folks, let me bring everybody totally up to date as to what took place yesterday, Supreme Court. The Civil Rights, the Voting Act specifically, the Voting Act, I believe, of 1965. Don't quote me on the year. However, it was abolished yesterday by the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas and the crew. And the understanding is this. They had extended it, you know, 25 years ago, bringing us up to this point. The understanding or the perspective of the Supreme Court is we no longer live in a time where people are treated the way that they were treated back in 1965. And because we're no longer living in a time like that, they didn't think that the act was relevant. So this is the deal. They abolished it and stated that if something is to be implemented again, that it needs to be relevant to today's times. So there's no longer an act that actually requires women, minorities, and others to be covered, because the understanding is we're living in a more free, liberal world. So the act was abolished yesterday, and I'm going to need y'all to know what's going on in your country.
Well, because so much is going on, I mean, like, for real, I'm thinking that I got breaking news or, like, the things that were going on today. Like, the fact, like, my mouth dropped open when you said it, because I was about to say, but I didn't say anything, because I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like,
but see,
wow.
That all of today was just a distraction for what just happened yesterday. That's all it was.
Yes.
Because if you don't realize it, they aren't talking about it on the
news at all.
Right.
And we need to really understand what happened yesterday and do a full show around it, because this is my question. My question is really, legally, what does that mean today? And I need some lawyers to come on the show and help us to understand what this means today and what the fallout is. Because as of right now, we're no longer protected. So what does that really mean?
You know what, though?
Great question.
I mean, okay, in
no
one
Barack
sense.
Barack Obama is in office, that's what that means.
But look, no, in one sense, okay, yes, we are supposed to be, in perfect world, we are supposed to be living in a society where that shouldn't be needed, okay? But then on the other hand, in reality, we were just fighting this the last voting, you know, term.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah, that,
you know,
that's,
people
that's
were
the
just
last time
getting,
I heard about
you know,
it.
Voting days, you know, they were cutting hours to the point where it had gotten so ridiculous to the government had to step in certain states. Because
and
you
so
know,
this,
people
this,
were being
ID
and so forth.
This
look,
is what
so,
I do know. In addition, in based on what you just said, CeeLo, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'll make this point. This is what I do know. There are states that have been trying to implement specific voter ID laws, but
right.
could not because of the 1965 Civil Rights
look,
Voting Act. Now that that act is not in place, those states can automatically impose those laws in their states.
There are certain entities in this country and in this world that are going to do a fight tooth and nail to not let what happened these past 6 years
happen again.
Okay. And that's just the bottom line to it. I'm conspiracy theorist number one, and nothing that the government does surprises me anymore.
Right.
Okay, because
guys, this has been an
ongoing battle of back and forth. Once this man got into this office, they have been doing whatever it can take to eradicate this quote unquote mistake that has been made.
Right.
And that's all this is a result of. You know what I'm saying? And then for the fact that the distraction that was posed today to basically sweep this major news under the rug, because this affects a whole lot more people than the news for today. And I ain't got nothing against the news for today, you know what I'm saying? For those that, you know, benefit from that, more power to you.
No, I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to bring it back, and this is another show. All right.
No,
we want to thank Vi. We want to thank Vi for rocking with us tonight. Just a few minutes left in the show.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sorry, we do only got about 2 or 3 minutes left, and we had a caller that's holding. I want to let them get their comment in. Area code 518, last 4 digits are 9351. What's your name, where you're calling from, what's your question for Vi?
What up, Vi, it's Nat. I guess they say the best of
Nat. Hi, Nat.
I just wanted to say I know Vi all my life. We went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also the wife of my cousin.
Right.
I had the pleasure of reading her book before she even published it. I was a part of a focus group that she put together looking for, you know, feedback from the book and just things that if we seen something, let her know, or if we didn't get something, you know, from the scenes to let her know. But like I told Vi, I read the book in 2 days, and mind you, I haven't read a book in years. The last book I read was The Coldest Winter Ever. So
great
I read
book.
The book in 2 days.
That was
1989?
That's impressive.
I read the book in 2 days. The scenes were very realistic, something that every woman could relate to, whether it be yourself
mm-hmm.
personally or you know of someone who's been through situations. So it was very realistic, down to earth, and I think everyone should definitely get their hands on a copy of this book. The Way Love Is, Amazon.com, awesome.
Oh,
book.
Wow.
Book.
Thank you, Ned.
Nice.
Love you, girl.
Thank you for calling.
Love Machine,
final
spin,
rinsing them. One more time. How can we follow you? How can we contact you if we want to pick up the book?
Well, basically, Amazon.com, that's for anybody who need it naturally. Locally, people, if you're listening in, you could get it from Stuyvesant Bookhouse in Stuyvesant Plaza in Albany, as well as Valentina's Hair Salon, because everybody sitting in the hair salon like to read, so she allowed me to sell my products there. Or you can reach out to me personally, 518-212-7833. That's my Google number. Or you can find me on Facebook, Vi Antoinette, V-Y Antoinette, all E's. And it's in every corner store in Albany, New York.
Don't be calling her harassing her, say.
Albany, nah, New York. That's
right.
If anything, I'm going to call you my sister because I'm trying to write me a book, too, and I need to get some guidance on it. No problem. St. James.
Word.
And I know
right,
they
guys.
Got that book, and I know they got that book in every corner store in Albany, too. You get an apple and a loaf
left,
of bread, and you get
a
book for free. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. Take care.
Thank
it's
you,
been
Ms.
a
Bye.
Pleasure. Bye. Bye.
All right, maybe bye, guys.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well.
Thanks.
See you next time.
Join us.
Yeah, right, bye-bye.
Join us on Friday night for the Friday Night Cypher. Real people, real talk, real time. We are that crew, T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, your girl Hot Chocolate, and, I got ready to call him the young one, Save James.
Yeah.
T.M. Hyman Radio
Live.
Chocolate.
Get out of here. Get the
good night, everybody.
Stop and push up, people.